Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Y'all ready? We're going to jump into the word. How does that sound? Alrighty. Well, as Pastor Ron said, the title of the message this morning is The Spirit of Christmas. The Spirit of Christmas. And in about 10 days, in 10 days exactly, we're going to be celebrating Christmas with our families and our loved ones. And there is something about Christmas, you know, the spirit of Christmas. There is something about it that makes it special. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. The season of Christmas, there's something special about this time. I'm sure in Russia, it's like 2 months. You know, they celebrate two Christmas. Pastor Sergey told me they celebrate it twice at his church. But it's a special season. And whenever we talk about the spirit of Christmas, you know, I imagine the world sees it as a feeling. The spirit of Christmas is a feeling, or it's an attitude, it's a moment. But I would say that the spirit of Christmas goes deeper than that. The spirit of Christmas is something that makes it's what makes Christmas special. And I want to talk about that today. And I believe it is important that as we celebrate with all the festivities in 10 days with our family, which make Christmas fun, that we also remember what makes Christmas special. And we're going to go to the book of Matthew to look at that today. And the first two chapters of Matthew tell us the why behind Christmas. And we're going to talk about that why, which is the spirit of Christmas. And more specifically, we're going to talk about the person. We're going to zone in on the person of Christmas, the spirit that is behind Christmas. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 in verse 21. I am reading from the ESV version. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says this. It'll be on the screen behind me. It says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Gabriel speaking to Joseph, telling him that his soon-to-be wife will bear a son. Now, this scripture is actually a fulfillment of prophecy that is found in the book of Isaiah, spoken by the prophet Isaiah. We find it in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. And so let's read that real quick. It says, in verse 14, it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Matthew chapter 1 is the fulfillment of what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying that the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Jesus has a lot of names. He has very specific names, and they all have meaning. By the way, the name Jesus means God saves. But the name Emmanuel has meaning. The name Emmanuel means God with us. So when he's talking about the virgin conceiving and bearing a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. There is something special about the season of Christmas, and I believe it is because there is something special about that child that was found wrapped in a manger. It says that he would be called Emmanuel. And that is because he was God in the flesh. God with us, God in the flesh, through the virgin birth. Now, Jesus is different than any person who has ever lived. This child that was found in a manger is different because he had something, and he has something that no one has ever had and no one ever will have. And that is that he was fully God and fully man. He possessed something that nobody ever had, which was fully God and fully man. In theology, we refer to this as the hypostatic union. Okay, it's a fancy term. Hypostatic union. What it means is two distinct natures within the person of Jesus Christ that never mix, never change, and never separate. Two distinct natures within the person of Jesus Christ that never mix, never change, and never separate. Jesus, when he came to this earth and was born as a child, at that time was full of two natures, fully God and fully man. And they never mix. He's not a hybrid. He has two natures. They never change, meaning that today, while he sits on the throne in heaven, he is still fully God and he is still fully human. And they never separate. In other words, while Jesus has two distinct natures, he is not two different people. He is one person with two distinct natures that is both completely God, completely human, and both coexist perfectly within the person of Christ. That's very interesting, very intriguing. And I got to thinking about this. This was really interesting to me, Coach. I was just thinking about this. This child, Jesus, okay, all right, you know, is born, and he has two natures in him. How in the world does that happen? Fully God and fully human. Well, it says that it was through the virgin birth. Mary, who was a virgin, was told that she would conceive and bear a son. How in the world does that happen? To be a virgin is to not know another man intimately. Well, the Bible says that Gabriel spoke to Mary and said that the Holy Spirit would come upon her. In other words, the Holy Spirit fertilized the egg of the Virgin Mary. Which is interesting because you have the divine nature of the Holy Spirit and you have the human nature of Mary's egg within her, combining together, giving birth to the most unique person to ever walk the face of this earth. Very interesting. And this person that we're talking about, this child, okay, think about this. He was found in a manger, born and placed in a manger, okay? Being taken care of by Mary, being protected by his father, Joseph, being pursued by King Herod, and going unnoticed by the world around him, all in which he himself created. That is interesting. This child who was born, who was helpless, in need of his mother, and needing to be protected by his father because he was fully human, was also the same person who created all, who created his father and his mother, who created the world that he was born into. That is incredible, fascinating to think about. The Bible says that in Colossians 1, that in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible. Through him, all things were created. He's fully God and yet fully human, being born as a child, needing to be protected by his mother and being taken care of and protected by his father. Why? Because he is the God-man. He is the most unique person to ever walk the face of this earth. And there will never be anybody ever like him. Ever. And all of the Old Testament points to this child. The person behind Christmas, the child that makes Christmas so special, all of the Old Testament points and awaits for the arrival of this child. And it foretells the coming of him through the entire book of the Old Testament. In every book, you can see a type and shadow pointing to this child, pointing to Jesus. But I like what Isaiah chapter 9 has to say about the child found in a manger, the person behind Christmas, the spirit of Christmas. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Now, I couldn't help while I was reading this not to think about the song names that we sing all the time. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you are here with me. Wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulder. It's referring here to Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born. That is the announcement of Christmas. It says, for to us a child is born. But look at what it says. It also says, to us a son is given. I never noticed that. I thought it was very interesting. You see, what it's saying is it's referring to the God-man. That Jesus would be born to us as a human, but then he would be given to us by God the Father as the divine Son of God. Wow. Fascinating. The God-man, the person that makes Christmas so special, it says he was given, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And it continues, it says, the government shall rest upon his shoulder. Okay? Now, this child in which Christmas is all about would eventually have the weight of the world resting on his shoulder. And he would bear the weight of sin from all mankind solely upon himself. And when he came to this earth, he would eventually bear that weight on the cross of Calvary. And he died. He was buried. But the Bible says on the third day, he was raised from the dead. And that word government is the word dominion. What it's referring to is that when Jesus was raised from the dead, he was given the name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, because he was given all dominion. And he would reign over the kingdom of God, and his kingdom would have no end. He would have full dominion in the kingdom of God. Today, he is the King of all kings, and he is the Lord of all lords. That is who Jesus is. And he continues. It says, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Again, we're talking about the child wrapped in a manger, Jesus, that we celebrate in Christmas. Here is how he describes him, as he will also be called Wonderful Counselor. Now, the word wonderful here is not the same word that we use in our normal vocabulary. Okay, I actually use the word wonderful a lot. Okay, but when I use the word wonderful, I'm talking about something that is pleasant, something that I enjoy, something that is likable. This is wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh, what a wonderful time we had. That's how we use that word, but here, that's not the same term. In fact, the word wonderful here is literally translated as incomprehensible. Incomprehensible. It means to be filled with wonder. Wonderful means to be filled with wonder. And meaning that he is beyond our comprehension. And it says that he is Wonderful Counselor. And it paints the picture of a wise king, one who is not in need of any testimony of man because he already knew what was within man. He already knew what was within him, is what the Word of God says. And Jesus, who is our Wonderful Counselor, is perfectly able to counsel us in his perfect wisdom because he is our Wonderful Counselor. He is wonderful in the sense that he is Almighty God, that he is fully God. However, he is able to counsel us perfectly because he is fully human and is able to sympathize with you and I. No matter what you are going through today, you can go to Jesus as your Wonderful Counselor. And he will guide you through whatever season and whatever situation you find yourself in. He is the Wonderful Counselor. But not only is he Wonderful Counselor, he is also Mighty God. He is Mighty God. Jesus, the Word of God says that he is the image of the invisible God. It's what Colossians says. He is the image of the invisible God, meaning that when we look at Jesus, we are seeing God. In other words, he is the exact replica of God himself. What makes God God? The qualities and characteristics that are within God that make him who he is are all found within the person of Christ. He is the exact replica. He is Mighty God. And not only is he Mighty God, but he is Everlasting Father. He would be called Everlasting Father. Now, this one was very interesting to me, because whenever we would sing this song, Everlasting Father, in my mind, I'm singing to God the Father. But whenever you read, that's a name that's given to Jesus. Now, he is the Son of God. He's not God the Father. But the name Everlasting Father is actually translated as the Father of Time. Pretty interesting. To be the Father of Time would have to mean that he was the creator of time. And that is who Jesus is, the one who the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He is the creator of time. And to be the creator of time would mean that you would have to exist prior to time in the beginning. And to exist prior to time would mean that you would have to be timeless. And to be timeless means that you would be eternal. God is eternal, existing out of time, created time itself. He is the Father of time, is what is referring to. Referring to the deity of God, that he is fully God. And yet, though he exists outside of time, and though he was the creator of time, he also knows what it means to exist within time, as he is fully human. Wow. Is this not incredible? This is who the person of Christmas that we are talking about is. And then lastly, the name he is given is the Prince of Peace. I love this one. The Prince of Peace. He would not only be called Everlasting Father, but also Prince of Peace. And the peace that this verse is referring to is the peace that he mediated between God and humanity through his sacrifice on the cross. He mediated and brought about peace between you, me, all together with all mankind, between us and God. His sacrifice brought about reconciliation to God the Father. And as a prince, he today is ruling over that peace. He is the ruler of peace, both in eternity and also here today. You see, whatever situation we find ourselves in, when we are needing peace, we can go to the Prince of Peace. When we are looking for peace in our life, when we're looking for tranquility in our soul, when we're needing for God to bring an answer to us, we can go to the Prince of Peace, who is today ruling over peace and is ready to bring it about in your life. That is who he is. We can cry out to the Prince of Peace. Now, someone who has all those names, who is able to do all of that, okay? Someone with that, who is that unique and that special, deserves to be honored and worshiped on the day of Christmas as the child that was given to us and who was also born to us. Yet this person of Jesus is often covered up and forgotten by the festivities of Christmas. And it's because the world does not recognize Jesus for who he truly is. The world does not recognize the uniqueness of who Jesus is. He's the most unique person who has ever lived, but they don't recognize him. But that's not true for us. While he is the most unique person to ever walk the face of this world, I find it interesting that even in some churches, he doesn't even get a mention. I cannot believe this. I think I've said this before, but I remember going to a church in Christmas in Dallas with my family, and I went. Someone in our family, it was their church, and we went. And I remember it specifically that not one time did they ever mention the name of Jesus. Not one time did they ever use scripture. Not one time did they even use the name of God. But they had time to quote people. They used quotes, but they never came from scripture. And it made me so sad. Because the one day, if there's one day that we lift up the name of Jesus, it should be on the day of Christmas. We are the ones who recognize Jesus for who he truly is, and that he is the God-man. So as we get ready to celebrate Christmas in 10 days with our family and our friends, and as we enjoy the festivities and everything that comes with it, let us be the ones who are raising the banner for who Jesus truly is. Let us not allow the world to limit him to just a manger in a story, to not limit him to just a decoration or on our wall or an ornament on our tree. Let him not be limited to that, but let us be the ones to recognize him as the God-man, the one who was born to us, but was also given to us. Beautiful. Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. Let us lift up the name, and let us also celebrate the spirit of Christmas with our families and our friends. That is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for the spirit of Christmas. That is you, Jesus. And God, I pray, God, that in our homes, Lord, God, wherever we go, Lord, that if it's ever brought up, Lord, I pray, God, that it is, God, that the spirit of Christmas, God, would be revealed in our homes, to our children, God, to our family, to our friends. God, I pray, God, that you, Father, God, would be the very reason, God, that why we celebrate Christmas, it would be kept in the forefront, Lord. God, the spirit of Christmas is all about Jesus. And Lord, I pray, God, that we would be the ones to look to you, God. We recognize you as the God-man. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. And Lord, today I pray, God, that we call on you as God the Father. Lord, I pray, God, that we would live for you today. God, that we would continue, Father, walking and living for you this Christmas. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.